Welcome to the podcast, Cal Wilson. Thank you for joining me, and I apologise for my incredible tardiness. You are here on time, which I didn't expect, given the theme of your show. I thought I'm interviewing you on Friday, maybe turn up next Wednesday, and that'll be a good time for the podcast then. So tell me about it a bit. Are you as unorganised as that little demonstration I just gave you?
Pretty much. It was like you were doing a parody of me, dropping your papers on the floor, not having the microphone with the right battery, that kind of thing. That's totally me. And the weird thing about doing a show about procrastination is that it makes you have to lift your game. Like, I can't be late for things because everyone will go, oh, you're a procrastinator. So it's this kind of weird thing where I feel like I'm actually my own self-help group, because doing a show about procrastinating is making me not procrastinate.
Is that working?
Well, it kind of is, because I can't risk people coming to the show going, you didn't get around to writing this, did you? So I have to make sure that the show really works and that it's really beautifully prepared, because I'm kind of leaving myself open.
So how are you a procrastinator?
To give you an example that I use in my show, I got married 3.25 years ago, and I still have in a box the wedding thank yous, which I have written to people but have not sent. The show sort of starts off with me admitting this, and I had a woman in the audience. I did a trial show the other night, and she was sitting in the front row, and she physically recoiled when I pulled them out. And she was like, that's disgusting, and she was absolutely horrified. So there's things like that I do or don't do that I admit to during the show, and get other people's stories as well.
Okay, so the wedding thank you cards, yep. They're written. Are they stamped?
Some of them are addressed. Some of them just have a person's name on them, and none of them are actually stamped, but there is a book of stamps in the box with them.
Okay, so these people are assumedly supportive people that you know, who you would hope would come to your show.
Well, some of them live in New Zealand, so they're not probably going to come to the show. But some people, I go through my little pile of cards and say things like, he was at my house last week, I've still got his card. She's moved, they don't live there anymore, we don't talk to these people anymore. So it's just...
You should use it as a way to blackmail people to come to your show.
They're finally getting
friends
their cards
and family.
Back.
Yeah. Okay. Here's your card. Just hand them out in the audience.
It did make me though, that the fact that, to my shame, that I still had these thank you cards. When our son was born, I did get the baby thank you cards out, pretty much while he was still had the cord attached to him.
Now, how does procrastinating work out with being a wife and mother? I must imagine that that's the worst mix possible.
Oh, terrible! My son was 3 weeks late to be born, so he's a procrastinator as well. So. But that is one thing you can't go, I'll get that in a minute, because, you know, I'll get those scissors off you in a second, little child with waving scissors. You have to be not a procrastinator. My husband is very organised, he's a project manager, but I think my procrastination, I don't want to say I've rubbed off against him because that sounds terrible, my procrastinatory habits have rubbed off on him a little bit. Our son's first birthday card, I've written in it. My husband hasn't written in it because he hasn't found the right words for saying to our son on his first birthday, who turns 2 in May. So he's got a little bit of procrastinating to do as well.
And you're returning to stand-up for the first time in about 5 years.
Not to stand-up specifically,
no,
but to the
Melbourne
festival.
Comedy Festival. And how is that going? It's a bit ironic that you're doing a show about procrastination and you're finally coming back, considering you've been living in Melbourne for so long. Why are you just getting around to it now?
Having a kid, really. Well, first of all, I did radio, and I was really busy with that. And then had a child, and babies eat your brain. And so I feel like my brain has only just grown back now. So that's sort of pretty much why it's taken so long. And also because I'm always missing the deadline for when you get your show proposal into the festival. So I missed the deadlines, and it's too late this year. So
ironically.
Yeah, ironically.
So did you get your show in before you had the show worked out this year then?
Well, you do that though. That's part of being a comedian. You find out what your show's about when you write your blurb. And then you try and do a show that responds to what you've written down and has been printed. I've let you into a very dark secret there.
That is, but I'm sure it's a very well-known secret amongst the right people. Okay then. Give me the details of your show. When's it on?
It's on at 8:30 at the Vic's Bar in the Victoria Hotel, Tuesday to Sunday. Sunday it's on at 7:30. And you get to win a prize if you are the biggest procrastinator in the audience.
Wow.
It's a very exciting prize.
So come prepared. People have homework for your show.
Well, I just like to hear other people's stories of procrastination, because it's called The Great Intender, and each night I try and find the greatest intender in the room. And I start off going, I think it's me. But the 3 times that I've done my show, I've been beaten every time by someone else.
Care to share?
My favourite, I think, so far has been the accountant who gets her own tax returns in late. every year. And the woman who also had wedding thank you cards that she hasn't sent out, but she got married in 1983. She still has them in a box, and she's no longer married.
Wow.
So she beat me fair and square.
Yeah, that's a bit of a hard one to top. Yeah. Don't start working on that, though.
No. I reckon she'll probably throw those out, I reckon she probably doesn't need to keep them. She's not married to the groom.
Carl Wilson, thank you for your time today.
Cheers. Thanks, Matt.